It's 1974. I'm a 24-year-old know-it-all selling radio advertising in Madison, Wisconsin. On this particular Tuesday, I am meeting with Lynn Mattioli, the owner of American TV and Furniture. We're sitting at a dinette set in the furniture department. The meeting keeps getting interrupted by Lynn's employees. When they aren't interrupting, Lynn loses focus on the meeting to make sure customers are getting waited on and sold properly. He can't stay focused on the task at hand, getting the copy ready for the big weekend ad blitz. When I get back from the meeting, I go into Phil Fisher's office. He's my sales manager. I hate calling on that bleepin' Mattioli, I tell him. We don't talk about our customers like that in this company, Chris. But he wasted an hour of my time, I shoot back. That's your problem. You're fired. Go home and think about what Lynn's problems are. If you come back tomorrow and you figured that out, I'll hire you back. I go home with another problem, the potential loss of my job. But instead of worrying about being fired, I start thinking about Lynn's problems. The next morning, I'm at American TV and Furniture at 10 a.m. when it opens. Hey, Lynn, you've got a problem, I say. What's that? He wonders. Well, you spend an hour or two with me to get a couple of 60-second spots written. Then you meet with all the other reps and do the same thing. You've got to be spending 12 hours getting your copy done. Why don't you let me handle all your production? I'll even meet with you after hours when you can focus on advertising alone. That way, you can get a week's worth of advertising done in an hour, and that gives you 11 hours back to work on all the other things you have to get done. How much would you charge me for that? He asks. I wasn't planning to charge him anything, but I thought for a minute and said, why don't you pay me $1,000 a month in merchandise? Deal, he says. Thanks, Lynn. I need some new bedroom furniture. Well, I got my sales job back and picked up a second job where I handled the advertising for one of the biggest accounts in the market. It happened because I took the best sales advice anyone's ever given me. Quit worrying about your problems and start worrying about your customers' problems. Thanks, Phil. Chris Lytle, and thank you for being part of Instant Sales Training and the Automatic Sales Improvement Process. Talk soon.